Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I think they said that they gave us two thumbs up.
So. I'm going to call my buddy to see if he can break up with his girlfriend.
You can't talk yet. We haven't started.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Witts.
We started.
We did?
I was like, it's been a hot minute.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. How long has it been since we've had...
74 years.
Forever.
Got a lot of complaints in the DMs.
So did I.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, listen, pals, we got things going on. We'll be back when we're back. Love you. Mean it.
A lot of complaints.
Oh. I always ended it with, thanks for listening. Upside down smiley face.
I know. Hey, I'm sorry you missed us, but we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
How was the chicken fingers? I don't feel like we're in a restaurant.
Yeah. How come you've been closed?
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's been a while since we've had a guest.
Correct.
For sure. It's been a while since we've had a podcast. Talk to Chuck, Love Country.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys face to face, not through the internet.
I know, it's good to see you.
You guys look great.
Yeah, good.
We had a nice little sandwich hug earlier. It was good times.
It was awesome.
It made me feel nice and warm inside.
Abby's wearing an Elton John shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Love him.
Oh, nice.
The deep voice you hear is our guest.
Yeah, we should introduce him.
I'm excited about this guy. I first...
Turn the intro music off for the love.
Why? I just like...
Oh, my God.
It's the background music.
Yeah, for 20 minutes.
It's ambiance.
All right, fine. You ready? Look.
That's all I can hear.
Here it is. Here it goes. It goes away.
There you go.
So edgy. I was getting ready to talk about Nate Barnes, how I saw him.
It's okay. We still love Sammy. It's okay.
All right. We have brand new artist to us. You've probably been doing this for a long time, but brand new artist to us, Nate Barnes. I saw him in the middle of the pandemic. Okay. I'm on Instagram. When I was on RCA Records, we have what you call promotion staff. And one of my favorite promotion staff people of all times, promotion staff people, they work the artist records to country radio, get them played, all that good stuff. You spend a lot of time with your promotion staff people. A lot of time on the road, a lot of time in cars, a lot of time in airplanes, a lot of time in really bad hotels, motels, when sometimes they don't even have a snack machine and you're super hungry. That's where they put me.
Speaking from experience.
You lose a bunch of weight because you can't eat. You're working all the time.
A super sexy Holiday
Inn. You can't even call home.
Why were the phones down?
I don't know. Because that's how long ago I had a record deal. But one of my favorite promotion reps of all time is a guy named Matt Galvin. And I saw Matt Galvin start working with this guy, Nate Barnes. I'm like, I got to check what's going on. So I check out Nate Barnes. Nate Barnes is doing this cool thing in the middle of this pandemic last year. And you took a tour bus to people's front yards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wherever we could. If it was their front yards, if it was at a bar mitzvah, it didn't matter. We were going to go there.
And people loved it.
Because yeah, they loved it.
Because they didn't see anybody. It was in the middle. Nobody was, everything was shut down.
Yeah.
No other artist, safe to say this, no other artist was doing a radio tour last year except Nate Barnes. I think that's fair to say. I feel like that's fair to say. Like physical, in-person radio tour. You're the only guy that did it.
It was pretty, you know, this was my first ever radio tour. You know, I come from working in nuclear plants. So coming from that and then jumping in the middle of a pandemic in a bus, meeting people, playing country music, it was pretty bizarre in all the best ways possible. So, and they loved it. And we loved it too, you know, just being out there, being able to play during a time, and we're getting over it, seems like, but during a time where everybody's can't go anywhere, do anything, it felt really good to see the smiles on people's faces and their kids' faces and their neighbors' faces. It just was like, oh my God, it felt like we're part of something really special, you know, and I still feel that way.
You're like Christmas for people.
It felt like Christmas, yeah.
You were the Christmas present. You're like, hey, it's January.
Yes.
But I'm your new guy. Yeah. So, wait a minute, nuclear plant? Like a nuclear power plant? Yeah. Where?
Yeah, I did that for 12 years and worked in blueberry farms.
Is that why there's like a big lump on your back?
There is.
There's no lump. There's no lump, Abby. I'm
yes.
He's concerned.
Abby's like, she's where?
Yes. No, yeah, I did that for 12 years. I was a trades guy. I was a mechanical maintenance guy. You know, I would work on nuclear reactor heads, nuclear fuel, huge. Yeah. I mean, I used to run a 100,000 pound G2 paddle scraper for pipeline jobs. I mean, just all sorts of stuff.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Abby, that's pretty hot. Abby's like, what? I got some machinery for you to work, Nate. Look at Abby. Abby's like, too much. It's too much, Sammy.
No, I love it. Keep going.
It's so fresh. Yeah. Like, we're so excited to be back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Are you single?
Abby's like, wow, I didn't miss this.
I mean, let me ask, yeah. Nate, are you single?
I am, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
Interesting.
So are we. Cool.
So are we. Why do you lump Sammy into this?
Sammy ain't saying nothing. She's like, I don't
okay, maybe not. It has been a while since I've seen you. So
let me tell you, it hasn't been that long. Okay.
Interesting. I like
interesting.
This.
Interesting.
We take the temperature, Nate, with each guest that comes in that might be single for the ladies.
I love it.
Mainly Abby.
Every single time someone comes in, you take the temperature.
I like to take the temperature.
Aggressively. Yeah. Whether they're single or not, you still take the temperature.
Yes. So then it doesn't ever
happen. It's the only way. Well, I'll say, listen.
It's not the only way it works. Okay. So that's actually just pure.
I am so sorry. Well, let's talk. Let's switch gears then.
Gotcha.
Let's switch gears.
I mean, I already got somebody in mind for you, Sammy. So
no, you already told me he's taken. Yeah. I'm off it. Well, I'm not into taking guys.
We'll see. Well, no, I didn't say take. I'm not into that either. But
you said his girlfriend moved across state lines for him. I'm pretty sure that qualifies as taken. That's and if true. You don't think that's taken, that's also a red flag for me.
Dreams
in the future
true.
Of anybody
dreams
else.
Come true.
Okay,
true.
Moving on.
No, that's not true. That's not dreams come true, Nate. That's true. She's making a really.
I mean, it's true.
Good point.
It only counts if you're in the same state. Nope, sure doesn't.
I like there was a prerequisite before we started recording that there's two people in this room. There's four of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's two people in the Glasshouse studio that have to pack.
Yeah.
Sammy, you have to go because you have to pack. Where are you going?
I am going from my apartment to a home. Finally, 4 months later, I'm moving into this freaking home I bought. So I'm super excited about that.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
That's exciting.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. Literally 120 days from the time that my offer was accepted to the time that I will move into this home.
I forget. Are you solo in that house?
I am so solo. It's going to be amazing. I can't
wait. That's awesome.
I'm so excited. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, plenty of space for company, so you guys can all come over and hang out. I got a nice little patio, which I'm sure will get broken in very shortly after moving in with some happy hour goodies.
Interesting. Are we invited? Are you gonna do like an official invite?
What do you mean, are you invited? Of course, you guys are my pals.
I know, but like, you're gonna do like a whole like,
well, yeah, Evite. I mean, I should, well, okay, Evite. I'm not Evite. 65. I might text you.
What the fuck, Sammy?
Yeah.
An Evite doesn't mean you're 65.
Okay, sorry, 41. What are you now?
Actually, I'm 42 now, so.
Really?
Thank you.
Oh my God, I missed one.
June 20th.
I know it was June 20th, but I thought you turned.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Nate.
We should be doing a birthday for you right now.
Thank you, Nate.
I got Chuck a really cool birthday present. It's just at someone's home that's not mine right now. So stay tuned. To be determined.
Okay. All right.
It's, I don't, you'll find out. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Is it a big gift or something?
Oh, it's, you know, it's enormous. Yeah, I had to store it. What do you think? I made of money, honey? I just bought a house. I got $5.
Girl, I know how much you make at Sony. Nate, so Sammy works at Sony.
Sure do.
Which is the sister company where you're kind of joined with Sony.
Yes.
With Quartz Hill Records. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Quartz Hill Records and Sony Music New York. Yep.
Interesting. And we were talking off air about Benny. So explain, when you say Benny in this town, people know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But explain who Benny is and how you landed your record deal. Because... Well, now that we know you worked at a nuclear power plant, did they come see you there? Like, how does that?
Hey, man, look at me.
Yeah, Benny came walking in. Who's that guy right there?
Put your suit on! You're going to turn green.
Well,
sorry.
We are back.
We are back. I'm excited, guys.
Yeah, we can
All right,
tell.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, you know, Benny Brown is a guy that used to own Broken Bro Records that he founded guys
Broken
like.
Broken Bro.
Broken Bro. Broken Bow Records, and he founded guys like Jason L. Dean, Dustin Lynch, Laney Wilson, and so many other people. And a few years ago, he sold Broken Bow, and somehow in his heart, he decided, man, I want to get back into it. And at that time, say like about 2 years ago, I was literally on my way to vacation to Gatlinburg, and I stopped in town Nashville to meet a buddy for the first time. Songwriter named Rob Hatch, and
Rob Hatch.
Me and him are hanging out, getting to know each other, and randomly, it was just kind of like one of these moments in my life that, you know, the stars aligned, and hit songwriter Jason Sellers comes walking in the door.
Great guy.
He didn't know I was going to be there. He just randomly shows up, and me and him just hit it off.
Jason Sellers randomly shows up.
Swear
everywhere, anywhere you see him, it's random.
He is that way.
Okay?
He
it's never planned.
You know what? It is.
Yeah, he didn't get an Evite.
No,
he didn't get an Evite.
I'm going to come over to that table.
Bring it.
And bust that A.
Bring it.
All right, go ahead.
So, and like, we're just hanging out, and he sits down, and we're laughing, and he kind of looks at me. He's like, man, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm just on vacation. He's like, you a singer or something like that? I'm like, no, man. I mean, I sing a little bit. And he gets real serious, says, you got your guitar? And I said, I do. Go get it. So I grabbed my guitar out of my truck, sat down and sang him some songs. And he looked at me and he said, I got a guy I want to introduce you to. And that man was Benny Brown.
Oh.
And so I met Benny Brown, and I'm sitting there talking to a guy that has done all this stuff. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? I'm a power plant guy. I'm a blueberry farmer. What is going on?
Were you nervous when you met him?
I mean, heck yeah,
I was nervous. Like there's nervous, and then there's like your voice gets kind of shaky, nervous. You're that nervous?
I was. My hands were clammy.
My hands
were clammy.
I like that. It makes me like you.
Yeah, I'm sitting there and I sang Benny some songs, and he just got up without ever hearing a recorded note, and he said, "I want to sign you to Quartz Hill Records." So I went back. And I'm like, Benny, are you sure? He said, "Yeah, I'm sure, but you got to go back home. And you got to figure out if you really want to do this because you got to move here." So I went back home, had a week and a half.
Where's home again?
Michigan. Little town called South Haven.
A lot of power.
About 4,000 people that live there. Really? Beautiful little town.
2,000 really. They all have 2 minutes.
Yeah. And I packed everything I had.
God, that was a horrible joke. Damn, I guess 2,000 people, they've power plant, and they have 2 heads, and 4,000 people.
Hilarious.
Sorry, I'm a new dad. I'm a new dad. So
are you?
Yeah, 6 months.
Oh my God! Congratulations.
Thank you. Anyway, enough.
No, we got to talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
All right.
Fine.
So, the basically, you know, long story short, because I talk so long, sorry. But I packed everything I had, got my dog and me in a truck, and moved into a hotel room, and I stayed there for over a year.
Really?
Yes.
You stayed in a hotel for a year?
Yeah.
I guess it's better than
and I couldn't. Well, listen, I couldn't say anything either to anybody because Benny was still in a non-compete. So everybody at home thought I was. I went batshit crazy.
Oh,
they thought I went nuts.
Well, he kind of did.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
Sammy, if you met, let's say you met Nate.
Okay, I did. I met him about 20 minutes ago.
Let's say you met Nate in the middle of his like
adventures.
He's 5 months into living in this hotel.
Okay.
Do you judge him? You're like, are you? You've been living in this hotel for 5 months. Like, does that?
No,
you,
I wouldn't judge him for living in a hotel for 5 months if it was for a reason. Like, obviously, it's for a reason. It's not like he just woke up one day. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to live in a hotel.
But why wouldn't you? Was it a good deal? Why wouldn't you get an apartment?
Like, well,
with a lease.
That's what I was.
I couldn't. I couldn't. It was the middle of a pandemic. But
really,
still in the not. It still wasn't announced anything. So. Things weren't really happening yet.
So you weren't sure if you were like you were also kind of like in limbo too. You're like, is he going to come out of the non-compete?
No, I left like Chuck. I left everything and to go back. I burned all my ships.
I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
There you go.
Oh, Sammy did the same thing from Florida, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't you burn a lot of ships in Florida?
I did. I'm not sure that I burnt anything, but I wanted to. but I don't think I did. But yeah.
Okay. I love this story. You just like, screw it. So you went, so you thought you're going to be working in a power plant your whole life. And then you get a little break.
Yeah.
And then you're like, screw it. I'm going.
Yeah.
And now you have a song on the radio. Can I play it?
Oh, please. I appreciate it.
Let me
thank
find,
you.
Let me find it.
Seen it all, believe me, but I ain't ever seen you, girl, when you ain't pretty.
It's a good song.
So good.
I've seen you, man.
I've
seen you cry.
Did you write that?
Yeah, co-wrote that, yeah.
Go ahead, keep asking questions, Abby. I'm going to have it in the background, like, nice, right?
Who's that about?
There we go, Abby. Yeah.
Who's that about?
How many names? Yeah, I'm kidding.
Well, to anybody that doesn't feel worth it, feel like they're good enough.
Abby's going to cry.
You, listen, if you didn't have a pack, if you didn't have to pack tonight.
Wait, we never discussed where you're going.
Oh, no, I don't have to pack.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We never asked you.
Oh,
we
Nate,
stopped,
where are you
we started
going?
Talking about my
I'm
house
so
and
sorry.
Then we
no,
got
you
distracted.
Good. No. So, yeah, so my son's.
Sorry, this should be called Have ADD, Talk to Chuck.
Yeah, really right. Should.
So my son's turning 13 on July 11th, which is awesome. 7-11, good numbers. But we're giving him an awesome surprise birthday party. So he's back at home cleaning stuff. And he's like, you know, I'm hearing he's upset. You know, why the heck I got to clean all this stuff? But he don't realize we're about to throw a huge party for him.
Back in Michigan?
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
13 years old.
13 years
old. How old are you?
I am.
You look good, whatever age you are.
Yeah. I mean, you look 32. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect, Abby.
I will not let it go.
No, don't let it go.
Looking at me.
All right. Were you married before or no?
No.
Nice. Okay. So you're very involved in your child's life, obviously.
Yep.
So you go back home. Does your kid, who's 13, what's his name?
Nolan.
Nolan.
Oh. Yeah.
After Nolan Ryan?
No. I wish. I thought okay. No, but no.
All right. Because there's not a lot of Nolans.
That's right.
All right. Is there a reason
why? No, well, it was two. It was going to be between two names. It was because I love Maximus. I always wanted to name my son Maximus.
Maximus.
So we decided at the time said it's between Maximus or Nolan. And we'll wait when he comes out, essentially. And we'll know then. And right when he came out, we were like, Nolan. It's Nolan.
Aw. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on the same page.
Yeah. I mean, it was instant. It was like, yeah, Nolan.
That's awesome. Maximus. Yeah. I know that name from the one movie. The Gladiator.
300.
No, 300. Oh, it's the 300 or the Gladiator?
Wait, no. Yeah, you're
Gladiator.
Right.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Maximus.
Yes.
Mortimus.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Such a good movie.
300 is a good movie, too.
Yeah, it is.
All the guys in there.
Yeah, such a really, good.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen any of
such
the movies
a good
you've
guy
up.
Movie.
Perfect. You ladies,
you
seriously, you have to watch 300.
You would love it.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's I'll one of later. The, I'll add it to the list.
You, hey, no, you would actually, Sammy.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It's basically like if JJ Watt did 1,000 push-ups. Listen, if JJ Watt did 1,000 push-ups and 50 sit-ups, mm-hmm. and then he took his shirt off and fought other people, and there's 300 of those people.
Do you watch it's them awesome. Doing push-ups and sit-ups?
No, I'm just saying, like, no, all like ripped like, up.
Everybody's ripped up. Yeah, they're pumped. It's like any guy is like, God, man, why? That's what I want to be. That's who I am, really. Yes.
Was that Brad Pitt?
Mm-mm. No,
that's Troy. You're thinking about Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
Okay. Wait, which movie is this?
Got them all mixed up. Sorry.
300.
300.
Oh, wait, that's
in Gladiator. You get 300's way.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
I've seen the poster for that, like the cover for the movie. So I've seen the abs. I know what you're talking about.
You remember,
man. Cute outfits.
I feel really bad. I've watched that movie probably six times.
It's a good movie.
It's crazy.
Makes you want to be a warrior.
I know it does.
Maybe it'll inspire me to work out afterwards. Who knows?
Could you imagine they should make a 300 to call it 500, a bunch of dad bods out there.
That's good. Yes.
Here we come. Are you seeing? Did you pull it up?
No, I'm just looking, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, right?
Very nice, right? You like it.
Abby's not mad.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so you're going to go surprise your son,
yes.
Nolan,
uh-huh.
turning 13. Does he think his dad is like super cool now? Like, are you different level now because you're on radio with him?
No, not one bit.
Really?
Not one bit.
Does he like country music?
He does like country music.
Okay.
You know, I think it's, he's at that stage where he is going through adolescence. me as his dad is kind of like, you're my dad. Mm-hmm. But I love it that way. You know, when it's me and him, it's me and him. All this other stuff that don't, I'm at the end of the day, I'm his father. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like The Simpsons? I don't know why that came out.
I grew up watching The Simpsons.
I figured you were working at a power plant.
Yeah.
I figured you're just like, yes. I can relate. The Simpsons. Homer works at a power plant.
He worked at a power plant. Yeah.
I've never been to a power plant. I haven't seen The Simpsons. I don't know what 300 is. I'm very out of touch of this podcast. I apologize. I'm rusty.
We're all a little rusty today. Yeah.
Man.
I'll do better research to know random fun facts for next the episode. The Simpsons.
Man, that, I mean, that's a pretty common one, though. I mean, Simpsons.
I just never did that. Yeah. I don't know. It never got me going.
Well, granted, if I watch that today, I think it's pretty stupid. Be honest with you. Like, mm-hmm. I can't.
Well, it is stupid because it's been on for 30 years and Bart Simpson's the same age.
It's the same.
Oh, really? They never even age.
Well, I think they age maybe a couple years, maybe.
The only thing I know about The Simpsons is that anytime something happens in like pop culture or in political whatever, they're like, The Simpsons predicted this in 1900 whatever. And you're like, okay.
I have seen that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know about The Simpsons, and that's pretty much it. That and that one lady has really tall blue hair.
Yeah, I love her hair.
So
I love her hair.
Marge.
Yeah.
Marge Simpson. What a name.
I'm not trying to come across.
Yeah.
As a huge Simpsons fan, but I
but you are.
I do know Marge and Homer, Bart.
Yeah. What's
Maggie?
Daughter.
Is it Maggie?
Oh, yeah, she's got the little
plays a saxophone.
Thing. Wait, oh, maybe that's not the right one.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know. I also found out this has nothing to do with anything, but it kind of does. There was a meme going around with Rugrats and the parents of Phil and Lil or Tommy Pickles or whatever. They were only supposed to be 32. Which really was a dagger straight through my heart because I remember growing up thinking they were so old. And now here we are, already here. And I am basically as old as Tommy Pickles' mom and dad. And that's,
I know.
That's depressing.
Yep.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Speaking of cartoons that never age.
I know.
No, but really.
Yeah.
How did that? Good Lord.
I feel old now, guys.
Sorry. No. I didn't mean to bring us down. I'll bring us back up.
Rugrats. Yeah. That was a cool show. That was a pretty cool show.
Rugrats? That was your jam?
Rugrats or what was the other one? I mean, Power Rangers, right?
Yeah, I was wasn't really a big Power Rangers guy. I was more of I liked Little Muppets.
Oh, heck yeah.
Little Muppets are awesome. Fraggle Rock, The Jetsons. The Jetsons I used to watch before I went to school.
Yeah.
What else was another good cartoon? Oh, I'm so sorry. DuckTales.
That's what I was trying to think of. DuckTales. Yes. My jam.
Woo. Chuck still watches DuckTales.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
I watch the new version and the old version. Sometimes I switch it up.
Okay.
I'm a big Disney guy, Nate. I love Disney World.
Do you?
I love Disney World. I just got, you know, those Funko Pop things? Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. They're at the big heads. They sell them in Walmart. They're the big heads, little bodies. You know what I'm talking about. Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm. Funko.
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 I got just in the mail today, and I had to pay $100 for it because they sold out.
Okay.
So people, Disney freaks, know this. They buy it. You're going to look it up, Sammy?
Mm-hmm.
Funko Pop, look up 65th anniversary Walt Disney with Snow White's castle.
Jesus. I wouldn't get you anything else that's you want me to insane. Look up? My goodness. Wow.
And I bought that. It's normally... I told my brother I got it. He goes, yeah, I got it when it first came out. Because he works at Disney. He got it for $20.
Wait, oh yeah, my brother works at Disney.
Wait, okay. This is a...
Yeah, oh yeah. My whole family works at Disney.
What's a pop?
Funko Pop.
No, I mean, I got it, but like, what is it?
Oh, I don't know. I really understand them.
Like a collectible?
I don't understand them, but I like them.
I literally thought it was a popsicle.
No.
Yeah. I was so confused.
Is there a picture of it?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, let's see this thing.
That's exactly what it is. And I said $100, and look how much it is. $100.
Some are $200.
I know.
That's a...
It's like a little plot. You keep it in the box, though.
No, okay.
You're supposed to.
No,
it
I'm not.
It keeps it worth it.
I know, but I took it out, put it in Tucker's room.
Oh, that's cute.
That's Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Founder, Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Holding a little Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
And it's in front of the castle.
That's cute.
I liked it so much, I got
that's
it.
Awesome.
I got really excited today about it.
I keep seeing that people cutting those in half, though. What is up with that? They're saying that they have something in the heads, like some have this special treasure in their shell.
Well, I'm not going to do that to mine.
I'm new to this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look it up, Abby. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what that was. I just seen
Funko Pop
wacko videos of it.
I also got another Funko Pop, Michael Jordan. That's really cool looking. Are you a Michael Jordan fan?
Yeah, I'm a Michael Jordan.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I think everybody is.
Yes.
No?
Yeah, I think I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right on that one. Except as Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, Funko Pops figures have brains or other hidden things in their head? What?
Yeah, see?
What
okay.
Kind of, what?
It's
what
kind of weird.
Mean?
You might have some wacky thing in yours. Just saying.
It's really not answering. It's saying, no, sorry, that's a social media prank. What? Actually, it's a good one. No, they don't.
I think we're going to talk about this.
It says, stop destroying your pops.
I'm so sorry. Way off.
We got to, your family works at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's a known fact, Nate. Known fact.
Well,
Disney-ers.
We're getting to know each other, and that's freaking awesome.
Yep. You need free tickets? Hit me up.
Okay. Let's go.
You and your 13-year-old.
Let's go right now.
I would love to. Actually, you know, we're going to July 23rd.
Whew, that sounds hot.
We're going to Disney. Super hot.
That's
going to
be really hot.
Best time to go, though. Not a lot of people. No lines. If you're willing to sweat, no lines. Thanks for hitting the lights,
yeah,
by
we got
the way.
Just mood lighting in here.
Thank you. Sam, you look really good today.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. Thank you. I showered.
Yeah, I can tell.
Thank
Abby, you look really good.
I mean, you can tell.
Well, I told Nate before he walked in. I go, you look really good today. You look.
Oh, so you're
fresh.
Just telling everybody.
No, cool. I tell everybody it looks good. I have not told Sean Silva.
He Which actually looks great. He got a haircut. I complimented on that. I'm like, your hair looks great.
Really?
It's nice and fresh and healthy and yeah.
It really does.
You should check him out.
You should check him out.
All right, so we're talking to Nate Barnes, brand new artist, Quartz Hill Records, and Sony. Somebody just walked in the door. What's your goal with this?
I ever seen you looking any less entertaining? Times like an angel walked in.
When I first heard this song, I was like, that's a good song. But now I love it. Now I love the song.
Thank you.
I love
I've seen
thank
your hair, girl, and I've seen it fall. Make a ball and make a ball inside out. I've seen it all.
You're also very animated when you sing. Like, you get into it. I like that. Like, because when you did your radio tour, like, you go all out. Like, there's some people that do radio tours and they're kind of timid and shy. Because they're like, oh, I'm on radio tour. It's my first, you know, are people going to like me? But you go out. I mean, you're like, this is who I am.
Also, radio tours, I feel like you have to tell them who you're performing to at a radio tour. It's not like you're out with people who
are like in the front row.
Yeah, like bought tickets to see you. You're basically, it's like an audition.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's nerve-wracking,
so it's
right?
Very, yeah.
Yeah, but it is a little bit in the sense of just, you know, I think, you know, you've performed, you know how it is, Chuck. I think it's just anxiousness but I just have a lot of fun, you know?
You can tell.
I really do. I have a lot of fun and why not give it my all, you know? There's a lot of people that are taking a huge chance on me, so I'm going to give everything I got to them and everybody, you know, my family and everybody back at home, you know? There's a lot of people that poured a lot of life and love into me for a lot of years to be here right now doing what I'm doing, you know? I'm going to give it my all. Why not?
I love it. Is Michigan where your hometown?
Hometown.
Are they playing the song? Do you know if they're playing it?
I don't know. I keep hearing that they are, but...
Your friends are telling you that they are?
Yeah,
oh, they are then.
Yes.
Yeah. I always get excited when you're... It's awesome.
It's crazy
People you grew up with are riding in their cars.
It's insane.
And they're like, oh my God, that's Nate.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world.
It's crazy.
I would be okay if just my hometown played any record. I don't care. No one else plays my record. Like, if your hometown plays it, you can always go back home and be the biggest star in the world.
It's pretty amazing. It's bizarre.
So is there what's the plan here? So this song's out right now. Is there a record behind it? Is there another song you're going to radio? Like what kind of lineup?
Well, I think the plan is I'm trying to build myself up to become a professional pottery maker.
I like that.
You know?
Are you a big fan of Ghost? I wasn't expecting you to answer that way. Pottery maker. Sammy's like, what in the hell?
I don't even know what we're talking
pottery?
About.
No, wait. I said, well, I was asking him what the plan was.
Yeah, I know.
Because everyone is like, I remember you got to have a goal, right? Like you have a goal. You're like, all right, I want to get this song in the top 20. I want to get this song to number one. I want to get this song to get on a big tour.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I don't know really the top goal. I'm so new to all this. I'm a brand new guy into town. like I said, I come from working in a nuclear power plant. I'm just some random dude in Michigan. I shouldn't even be here. So just to be able to touch people's lives through songs and doing stuff like this, meeting you, Chuck, Abby, Sam, I think I'm doing it already. I'm being a part of it. So the rest will come. So I'm just enjoying it and working hard and keeping a day at a time.
It's a good way to look at it. Yeah. If you don't have expectations, you won't be ever let down. I tell that with Cassie and our children.
Yeah.
I go, just don't have any expectations.
Yeah.
They'll never let you down.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, yeah.
Like, I have no expectations of Abby.
Yes. Yes.
I'm kidding,
no,
Abby.
I'm sure he does. No, you know, I feel a lot of that same things, but I mean, I'm a very goal-oriented guy, you know, and very, driven person. I've always been like that since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I've been so blessed with such an amazing team and timing we'll see what happens.
Did you play sports?
I did, yeah.
I feel like that. I feel like a lot of people that are successful.
Baseball.
I did MMA as well.
I
competed as I did that.
Fuck.
Which I loved. I loved.
I take back everything I said that hurt your feelings. I don't know if I did. So you did MMA. This is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did you hold out for 31 minutes? I would have led with that in the interview.
Yeah,
Chuck. So, I'm a country singer, but I used to do MMA. So where did you train? Out of Michigan?
Out of Michigan and Black Belt Academy up in Stevensville.
Do you have a black belt?
No, I did. I never got to a black belt, but I did compete for some time, and I got out of it because, unfortunately, I didn't trust my coach, and it didn't pay to go to work with mangled face a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to work pretty beat up.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. I mean, do you see? Look at my nose. Look at it.
I mean, it's a good nose.
Yeah, but look how crooked it is.
Let me see. Look, I mean, keep look. Oh, that's maybe it is crooked. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
so you never look straight on to me.
Yeah, see.
And I thought it was straight.
Yeah.
See? If you look straight on, it's crooked. Your nose, Sammy, is fine.
Also crooked. I broke my nose my freshman year of college.
It looks so straight. What do you think? It is
right
very
on my
straight.
Face.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
Straight gymnastics?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're supposed
cool.
to land on your feet. I missed it that day, apparently. Straight to the face. I'm like, yeah, this is broken.
Oh, my God. And did you quit?
No, I didn't quit.
Good, good. That's what I'm talking about.
She's a collegiate athlete.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm retired. I have nothing to do with collegiate athletics.
Do you have a record in MMA? Like a win-loss mm-hmm. record?
I don't even remember now, I'll be honest with you.
That's how it got hard. You got hit.
Man.
Hey, listen.
I've gotten hit pretty hard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Knocked out.
Never been knocked out.
Never been knocked out.
Never been knocked out.
I've only been in my cousin. I've
been knocked out through brawls with my family.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my cousins. We grew up. We were pretty tough. I'm sure family.
No, Nate
knocked out.
No, yeah.
I didn't never gotten a fight with my family.
I've had one of my cousins. I think he knocked me out one time.
Oh man.
He said he was from a small town. There's nothing else to do. You just got to punch your cousin until they're not well.
This is intense. I love this.
Yeah.
Because you're such a nice guy.
Oh well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't trust
him. Now you're buttering him up because you know that he did MMA. You don't want to get judo chopped from across.
Do you do a lot of radio interviews, and does that come out that you are used to do MMA?
Sometimes it, you know,
just in the good interviews.
Yeah, just in the good ones.
Interesting.
Yeah, what MMA?
I never would have expected that, Abby.
Yeah, a guy I graduated with is actually in the UFC, Jakar Close, and
Jakar Close.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna look them up.
All of that skips.
There was a lot of fantastic athletes in my the class I graduated with. Incredible athletes.
What weight class would you have been?
I was 150.
150. Sammy?
I was 150 in fifth grade.
Sammy is, let me tell you something about Sammy.
Why are we talking about me? Let's right, interview our guest.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, we're fine. Man, this is a family thing. It's
anytime
all good.
Anytime anybody says 150, she's, because Sammy's all muscle, because she's like all.
I didn't say anything. I just said 150 in fifth grade, because you looked in my face.
Okay. Oh, she's like,
I didn't think you were going to say 150. I thought you were going to say like 175. Right. You're tall.
No.
How much do you weigh right now?
I think I weigh about 190. 189.
Oh, so, yeah. I get what you're saying. See, that's... Yeah.
Same.
Sammy.
I'm not kidding.
God,
I wish I was.
Sakes. You don't look it.
Oh, baby. But I do love high noons. And they don't make you weigh that much. I like the watermelon flavor, by the way. In case anybody wants to send me a gift.
High noons.
Yeah. I love this. Have you guys hung out, by the way? When did you get back in town, Abby?
Sunday. Sunday.
That's what I got back to. But I... No. I mean, yeah. What do you mean? Have we hung out?
I don't know. I just feel like, remember, because we talked about, I feel like it's been a couple weeks, and I said, you guys need to be best friends.
We need to hang out.
Yeah, we are working on it.
Okay, perfect.
You know, it's hard when you're an adult to have friendships. It really is.
Do you have a lot of friends here, Nate? How long have you officially lived here?
It'd be 2 years September. I mean, I have friends, but not a lot, actually. During the pandemic, that was kind of weird. And then once things started opening up, I've been on the road.
Right. I feel like you're gone a lot.
I'm gone a lot. But I have a lot of friends back. I got a lot of people back at home.
Back at home.
A lot of buds.
Have you done a show back home yet?
I did, but a radio show. Mm. Still.
Not the same.
Wait, the
not
one,
the same.
The
yeah.
one during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so not a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you haven't gone back since the world's opened up.
That's right.
Dude, that's going to be insane.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be great.
You're going to be a big star. I mean, it's going to be insane. Bring all your merch when you go back home. Trust me. Because they will buy it.
They will buy it.
Bring all the merch.
No, they're going
to. Don't you dare say, I'll bring some like one hat. And like
no, but
bring it all.
Yeah, I think my mom is going to try to make her own shirts and sell them.
That's about right. I mean, yeah. Do it. Let her do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Whatever she wants.
Keep her all the profits.
Go for it, Mom.
Just do it. Mama making money off of Nate has one single on the radio. Oh, my son Nate, here's some t-shirts. T-shirts, Sammy, stop.
No, she won't do that.
Dude, I've had a good time getting to know you. First of all, we need to get you some more friends in town.
Thank you. Well, I think we just did.
Yeah, three right here.
We'll
yes,
hang
for sure.
Right on.
Well, Chuck lives in East Bangladesh, so he's lying to you. He only comes out for special events.
Yeah, I won't. You won't see me that much.
No. But,
oh, really?
We're friends, but also don't call me.
I live in Colombia, so it's like...
That's like an hour away.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's less than an hour, minutes. But...
Yeah, well, then I get that. That's,
and I'm a,
new dad.
Married, new dad.
New dad.
Priorities come with horse lessons and softball practice and feeding a baby and sleep.
So, in that order.
In that order. Yeah. There's a show tonight, actually. I was going to invite you to it. It's called Uncut Experience. Chase Irwin does it. He's the manager of the 1230 Club. Justin Timberlake's thing. So you guys are invited to it. It starts now. It's starting right now. But I go on at 9:30. What? You're invited, but I know you got to pack. Sammy, I know you got to pack. I already invited you. Abby, I'm letting it be known.
Say it louder.
You are invited when we are done doing this podcast to come to the show. Guess who's going to be there? Who you can hang out with?
Who?
Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
My wife.
That'd be fun.
See?
That would be fun. I never get invited, so this is a
That's
big
good.
Thing.
Good.
Yeah. No, we changed
That's
that.
That's right.
We changed that like
Actually, yeah, you
three
did.
Episodes, four episodes ago.
They did invite me.
I feel like, okay. All right. Nate Barnes, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can get... this song everywhere. I ain't ever seen you right?
Yep. Any less
entertaining. Abby loves it. Like an angel walking in my heart. Again and again, babe. Hey, is it at Nate Barnes? At Nate Barnes? Like,
think so. Yeah, at Nate Barnes Music.
Okay.
You can say Nate Barnes Music.
Okay. On and make a bomb inside out. I've seen it all. Oh, guys, you know what I didn't do?
Here we go.
See, you're welcome. Now the music can play out. Every time's like an angel walked in, stealing my
heart again and again, baby. Love country? Talk to Chuck.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.